Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Ben Kinchlow. Ben Kinchlow, that you may remember from 700 Club. He was on there for 20 years working for the 700 Club. Ben, it's a great honor to talk with you, sir.
Well, Jerry, thank you very much. It's my privilege, and congratulations on a great radio program. And I know you talked to a lot of great folks. I'm honored to be among them.
Well, thank you. BenKinchlow.com for more information. Kinchlow is K-I-N-C-H-L-O-W. Okay, let's talk about this. You wrote a book a couple years ago, and the subtitle says quite a lot. The most dangerous citizen is not armed, but uninformed. What do you mean by that, and how does that apply to this election?
Well, as you well know, one of the things that happens is America is based on the concept that an informed citizenry would go out and vote for those people that most closely represents their point of view, their beliefs, the things that they hold dear. And if you don't know what the candidates who are running actually stand for, then you put yourself in a dangerous position of voting perhaps for someone who has beliefs that are antithetical to your own. So that means that you can go down with the best of intentions and vote in the person who is absolutely diametrically opposed to what your closely held beliefs are.
Okay, so can you be a little more specific in this case?
Well, in this case, for example, if there are people who absolutely believe that America is founded on individual rights and individual liberties, and that the people are responsible for the continued growth and the continued success of America, and they are in the possibility of voting for someone who says, no, that's not the case, but in effect, socialism is the key. Let me ask you a question, sir.
Sure.
We just had a guy who was running for president. He was a legitimate candidate who was an avowed socialist running for president of the United States of America.
Amazing.
How could that be?
Yeah, no, and how could it be that so many people were persuaded? I just saw yesterday some bumper stickers, even though he dropped out, what, 3, 4, 5 months ago, but I saw some bumper stickers for Bernie Sanders for president, feel the burn, and so forth. It is crazy. It's like, wow. You know, and I don't think they, you know, I think they almost think money grows on trees or something.
But here's the other part, the part that I think is even more dangerous. Those people who were voting for Bernie Sanders have now transferred their allegiance over to Hillary Clinton. Many of them are just absolutely went from Bernie to Hillary, and now they are saying, well, we're going to support Hillary. Why would they be supporting Hillary Clinton? Because a lot of her principles or a lot of the things she stands for are exactly the same as what Bernie Sanders would stand for, as opposed to someone who is talking about principles that made America great to begin with.
Is this why people risk their lives to come to America from all over the world, because there are some who want to promote socialism in America? I'm asking a leading question. Obviously, the answer is no.
No, that is not why people come to this country. People come to this country, a lot of them from countries that have practiced socialism and found out that it didn't work. People come to this country because America offers everyone who comes here an opportunity to achieve greatness. I mean, it doesn't make any difference who you are. You can go down the street and you can see someone who's come over from China or Africa or Mexico legally, and you see these people on their own businesses. They're driving around in cars. They're living in nice homes. And, you know, if you've never been outside the United States of America, Jerry, and this is part of the problem we have, people have never been outside of the United States of America, so they don't really recognize and understand what a privilege it is to live in the United States of America. Let me ask you another question.
Sure.
Have you ever eaten English trifle?
Have I ever what?
Eaten English trifle.
I don't know what that means.
Exactly. So if I was to offer you a dish of English trifle, you'd say, well, I don't know what you're talking about. English trifle is a very particular dessert that they serve in England, and it's quite delicious. I've had it. But if you've never had English trifle, you don't know what you're talking about. So people who have never been outside of the United States of America, who've never had a chance to see what it's like in Mexico and Africa and Central and South America and the Middle East, they have no idea of how wonderfully rich we are in this country, where even the people on welfare are the equivalent of upper middle class in two-thirds of the world. Did you hear that, Gary?
Jerry.
People on welfare, yeah. Jerry.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. I agree with you.
Two-thirds of the world live on less than what American welfare recipients receive.
Hmm. Well, let me ask you this. Since you're African-American, how do you feel about the fact that so many black voters, many of whom profess to be Christians, tend to vote in ways that they're just basically liberal? Let's face it.
Do you remember a phrase called brainwashing?
Sure.
Brainwashing means that people are informed or brought up with information that is designed to produce a specific form of behavior. People do not understand that, especially African Americans, they have no clue that all of the civil rights bills that were passed in the United States of America were introduced and passed by the Republicans, except for the 1964 Civil Rights Bill and 1965 Voting Rights Act, which were signed by a Democrat president, and all of the credit was attributed by the media, a leftist-leaning media, by the way, mm-hmm. to the Democrats. Consequently, most African Americans mistakenly believe that their civil rights and voting rights came from the Democrats, not the Republicans. Consequently, they mistakenly vote almost 99% for Democrats because they think, mistakenly, mm-hmm. that they're supporting the party that stands for civil rights. When in truth of the matter, if you go back all the way to 1865, you'll find that every single anti-black, anti-civil rights legislation was passed by the Democrats all the way up to and including from 1865 to 1965. In other words, mm-hmm. African-American voters are voting in ignorance, not based on the facts.
Hmm. You know, have you seen the movie Hillary's America by Dinesh D'Souza?
I've heard about it and read about it, but I haven't seen the movie itself.
Oh, man. It's what you're saying is reflected in that movie, and it's a very, very important point. Martin Luther King Jr., I understand that he voted Republican, up until maybe he changed in the mid-60s, but he was basically a lifelong Republican for the most part.
Absolutely, because he understood and knew, and as a matter of fact, if you go back and look at it very carefully, if you look at my book, Black Yellow Dogs, you talked about that earlier,
mm-hmm.
you see, I wrote about this and did the research and wrote about this in Black Yellow Dogs, so if you want to find out, the party that was originally in favor of black civil rights was the Republican Party, and Martin Luther King knew about this and voted Republican because the only party that would let blacks vote was the Republican Party. It wasn't until, as I mentioned, the aforementioned 64 and 65, that the leftist-leaning media got to the point where they were brainwashing people to believe that the civil rights bills and the civil rights activity were all the responsibility of the Democrats, not so at all.
Hmm. Do you think that there's some brainwashing of the mainstream media today in today's election? Leading question.
Oh, no question about that. Let me tell you something.
I know, it's so unfair.
You're probably too young to remember this, man. But you remember back in the days, back in the 60s, when they had the liberals and the conservatives, they weren't called liberal conservatives, they were called hippies and straights. Remember back in the day?
Okay, well, I've seen enough videos. Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, back in the day, there was the hippies, and then there were the straights. The straight guys went into business, they went into Wall Street, and made the American economy the greatest economy in the history of the world. Do you know where the liberals, the lefties, the loonies went?
They went to academia and then into the halls of Congress and then the White House and Clinton. Oh, and the media.
Don't forget. They went into the media and they went into academia. Consequently, since the 1960s, we have had a consistent brainwashing going on, brainwashing our young people into believing something that is not true about America. And most of them don't even know what the true history of America is. And that's why we have a brainwashed public. That's why the media always leans toward the left, always supports the Democrat candidate. And a proof of positive of that is look what happened. All of a sudden, stuff from 15 years ago jumped up on Donald Trump. But you haven't heard anything about what happened with Hillary, what's going on with her right now in Congress, have you?
No, and not only that, but I mean, if half the stuff from WikiLeaks is true, and if even a third of the stuff from the Project Veritas stuff is true, I mean, this lady, has committed illegal acts, and it's just unbelievable.
But you see, Jerry, what you're doing is you are reading and studying and being informed.
Yeah.
The overwhelming majority of these students, especially these millennials and these new ages, they aren't doing that. They're just watching what they see. They see a little stuff on Facebook, and they're watching what they see on the news media. They have no idea what's really happening to our country.
You know, Ben, this is underscores the importance of the alternative media. The 700 Club, WorldNet Daily, your columns, so forth. This radio show in its own little way. I mean, in other words, the idea of the alternative media. And what's interesting, I read a book every day, and I'm sure you do too. That is the Bible. And some of it was actually written in a day, you know, where, for example, Paul wrote letters from prison. This was the alternative media. When we think about Martin Luther King Jr., whom we mentioned earlier, his wonderful letter from the Birmingham jail, that was, in a sense, diffused through the alternative media in its day. And I think that's a lifeline for sanity, for truth, for justice, and for good things in the future.
Absolutely. You know, there's two things you need to consider here, first of all, Jerry. First of all, the founding fathers had in mind an informed populace. In the very first amendment of the Constitution, they said, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Then they put in there that the Congress would not be able to infringe upon a free press, that freedom of the press was a constitutional right. Why? Because they anticipated that the press would keep the people informed at what was truly and honestly happened. Okay. Second, one of the great mistakes that has been made is people have relegated the Bible to the realm of religion. Let me point out something to you. The Bible is not a religious book. It's not about religion. I want to say that again, Jerry. The Bible is not a religious book, and it's not about religion. In fact, if you look at it carefully, you'll find that there are six references, depending on your translation, five or six, depending on your translation, to the word religion or religious in the Bible. And of those six references, five of them are negative. Now, if you find five negative references to something, what would that lead you to believe?
Well, it's a negative reference. But isn't this by any other name, though? I mean, the Bible's spiritual or whatever. I mean, it certainly deals with faith.
The Bible is full of transcendent principles, and here's the deal. They will work wherever they are applied, whether or not they are covered over with the religious doctrine of Baptist or Methodist or Lutheran or Catholic or Episcopalians. These are principles that work for everybody. Let me give you an example.
Yes, like the laws of gravity.
Exactly, and let me give you another law. Have you ever heard of the law that says, we use it in the King James Version, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Have you
sure.
heard that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Put that in modern language. And what does that mean? Take it completely and totally out of the religious context and put that in modern language. What does that say?
That means treat others as you want them to treat you. That means...
Is that religious? Is that religious?
It begins from the lips of Jesus.
Exactly, but that's not religion. And that's what people think when they see, we hear them say, oh, do unto others as you would have them do it to you. So, it's that Bible, religious, Jesus, religious stuff. But that's not what that's about. That is very simply saying, hey, on this hangs all the law and all the prophets. Treat other people the way you want people to treat you. If you want somebody to kill your family member, well, then that's what you're saying. I want somebody to kill my family member, so you kill other people. You don't want somebody raping. You don't want somebody murdering. Don't do that to other people.
Right.
Isn't that fair?
Absolutely.
Now, that's exactly what God had in mind. So not religion, transcendent principles that are articulated in the Bible, and unfortunately, we have covered it over with, quote, religious principles. But remember, America is founded on these Judeo-Christian principles, not religion. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Nothing to do with religion there, brother.
And what God gives, the state is not allowed to take away. And so who can, you know, God-given rights are non-negotiable. Thank you so much for being with us. BenKinchlow.com for more information, including you can see his columns and get more information about his book, Black Yellow Dogs, as well. Thank you, Ben, for being with us. God bless you.
Thanks for having me, Jerry. My pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye now.